From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Every 6 years, the world's finest scientists put their heads together and they assess what's going on with the planet. It's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and it's coordinated by the United Nations. Brian Soden was part of this group. He's a professor at the University of Miami Rosenstiel School for Marine and Atmospheric Science, and he's also our guest. Brian, what are you finding?
We're living in a different climate, a warmer climate than our parents have lived in, our grandparents, or even their grandparents have lived in. Where the last decade is the warmest decade on the instrumental record, which goes back to 1850. And the last three or four decades are probably warmer than any other similar period in the last two millennia.
And what data did you use to look at all the things that you're now putting into this study?
The observations come from many, many different sources all over the world, from satellites to surface-based thermometer measurements to weather balloon measurements and records of these measurements that go back decades to centuries.
And what do you say to people who are, and maybe rightfully so, convinced that this would happen regardless of our presence on the planet?
Well, of course, the climate does change naturally, and it has in the past, and it will continue to change in the future. And that's one of the many things that scientists study, just like we study all causes of climate change, not just human, but we study natural causes as well. What's different in terms of what's going on now is that the main drivers of climate change are now humans. The natural drivers of climate change are really diminishing compared to the influence that human activities are having on climate.
Now, how do humans change the climate?
Primarily through the burning of fossil fuels. So the things like coal, oil, natural gas, they release additional greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. And those additional gases enhance a natural greenhouse effect. And that leads to a warmer climate.
And sometimes we hear things about the actual food that the humans eat in terms of more cattle on the planet to feed more people. And cattle produce something rather unpleasant.
That's true. We like to call them bovine flatulence, but they have many more common names. But yes, there's a variety of impacts, agricultural, even the clearing of land has historically been a significant contributor to the burning of forests, and replacing those with grasslands or farmlands adds carbon to the atmosphere and enhances the greenhouse effect.
Now, how much do you go past cause into effect?
We also make projections into the future. The models we use to understand past changes in climate, we also use those to make projections for what the future climate will be like. And we know the climate is going to get warmer. Even if we try to stop burning greenhouse gases today, we're still catching up with our past emissions. So there's still another degree or two Fahrenheit of future warming that's already in the pipeline that's unavoidable.
What does a climate change, a sea level rise, mean from an economic standpoint?
It means really a higher cost of living in South Florida. We'll either have to adapt to rising sea levels, a warming climate, and the changes in climate and weather extremes that are associated with a warming climate. We'll see not only higher sea levels, but more intense rainfall events, warmer and longer summers, more intense heat waves. But on the flip side, we'll see fewer extreme cold events, fewer frost events in the Orange Grove and in the middle part of the state. So it's not all bad, but on balance, the changes in weather and climate extremes that we see will lead to an increased economic cost of living.
Brian Soden, thanks for coming in. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.